So today is Resurrection Sunday. Some of you may remember it as Easter. Conspiracy theorists have succeeded in ruining that term for us to the point where I'm actually petrified to utter the word Easter, lest some hyper-devout holy roller burns me at the stake for consorting with the devil. It's a concern. All of the talk about it being derived from a pagan goddess's name, whether it is the Akkadian goddess Ishtar or the Phoenician goddess Astarte or the Greek goddess Aphrodite or the Roman goddess Venus or the Anglo-Saxon goddess Istra, originally pronounced Ustra, then it became Istra, and eventually Easter, is all nonsense. It's nonsense. All of those pagan goddesses and many others are fertility idols. They are all based on Inanna, which was the original fertility goddess of the Sumerians. All of those fertility idols are specially worshipped in the spring. And the biggest day of that worship comes at the vernal or spring equinox, when the sun comes up over the equator directly from the east, hence the name. Christians did not get the name Easter from any of those pagan goddesses. We got it from the cardinal direction, east. That Germanic word coming into Old English literally means the direction of dawn. It all has to do with the start of spring and the rebirth of new life that spring brings. Everything begins growing, turning vibrant colors, flowering, and then producing fruit of various kinds. The myriad newborns, all the animals and the insects and even the humans. After a dark, cold winter, this is seen all around us, and it gives us hope. We're experiencing that right now. There's hope. There's buds on the trees. My goodness, it may actually happen. The grass is starting to get less white. It's spring because everything springs back to life. To say that people named the resurrection of Jesus after the goddess is ridiculous. They named the day after the spring season in which it occurred. It seems appropriate since the ultimate rebirth was that of Jesus. His supernatural bodily resurrection from the dead to never taste death again. That's what we celebrate. Christians who won't say the word Easter prefer instead and actually demand that other Christians, again, sometimes on the point of death, that we would say Resurrection Sunday instead. Yet, Sunday is literally named after the sun god, worshipped by pagans going back to before the Egyptian god Ra, the Greek god Helios, the Roman god Apollo, and the Germanic god Sol. During Holy Week, we have no problem saying Monday, Thursday, but of course Thursday is literally the day set aside by Vikings to worship the pagan god Thor. We're happy to talk about Good Friday, but Friday is the day the pagans worship the Norse goddess of fertility, Frigg, sometimes known, if you prefer, as Freya. Again, a goddess known by many other names, stretching all the way back to the Sumerian goddess Inanna. What about Holy Saturday, the day named after the Roman god Saturn? I think you get the idea. We could talk about months. We could talk about the fact that July is named after a... never mind. But knowing all of that, knowing what I just said, honestly, how is calling it Resurrection Sunday better than calling it Easter? Just words. Eggs and bunnies became entwined because both of them were ancient symbols of, again, fertility, which is a celebration of life. In our culture today, it's just fun stuff for kids. But because of its connection with Easter, many Christians view it as an evil plot to confuse people and to distract from the real reason that Easter exists, much like Santa Claus does for Christmas. That's calling the effect the cause. In other words, putting the horse before the cart. Both Christmas and Easter are important Christian events, and people who want to take Christ out of them will always find ways to do so. So my take on Easter is the same as my take on Christmas. There are pagan ceremonies, there are secular traditions, and there are modern additions to that, mostly driven by commerce, to the actual Christian celebrations of both. So what we should do is be better educated about all those factors and facets. We should never allow the non-Christian elements to intermingle or mix with the Christian elements, and thereby dilute and profane what is supposed to be about Christ. So separate out what is pagan and jettison it. Separate out what is secular tradition and modern additions, and enjoy that, if you wish, as non-Christian fun. Keep what is about Christ, about Christ. You can then appreciate the secular and the Christian as you wish, apart from each other. And by doing that, you keep what is honoring Christ pure, and you allow yourself to enjoy the fun stuff of the secular side as an entirely secular thing, like watching a sporting event, or hunting, or shopping, or playing a game. You can avoid honoring the pagan gods by knowing the background and intentionally divorcing the modern fun and games from ancient paganism. That's how I can say Sunday without honoring the sun gods, and I can say both Easter and Friday without honoring fertility goddesses. It's knowledge and intentionality that allow me to do that. In other words, I have no problem letting kids enjoy eggs and bunnies, but I have a huge problem allowing them to do so without continually explaining to them the dramatic difference between enjoying the secular fun and celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. Partake in both as you wish, but know and maintain the difference. And when we have that attitude, it actually opens up doors to explain to non-Christians the difference. And who knows, maybe some would turn and be saved.